Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling a tinge of positivity? Are you a positive person? Today, we are specifically going to unbox positive emotions. And I got the concepts of this episode from the book, How Full Is Your Bucket? By Tom Rath and Donald Clifton, same people who created StrengthsFinder. For those of you who don't know, I am a certified strengths coach from Gallup. And it's interesting that we are taught to focus on our weaknesses, to strengthen our weaknesses rather than focusing on our strengths and stay in our strengths zone. But that's going to be a topic for another day. We're going to talk about positive emotions in a sense that, did you know that the number one reason people leave their jobs is because they don't feel appreciated? And bad bosses could increase the risk of stroke by 33%. So if you have a bad boss, whew, you know what to do. 65%. Of workers, they receive no recognition at all. But 9 out of 10 people say they are more productive when they're around positive people. So if you think about it, do you want to be around negative people? And for those of you who are by default, you are pessimistic, that's okay. But it's a matter of how you share your opinions and correct others. Because there's a huge difference between critical thinking and having a critical spirit. Those are completely different things. And when you interact, when you are around people, how would they perceive their experience with you? Did you know that we experience approximately 20,000 individual moments a day? Wow. And each moment lasts a few seconds. Say hi to someone, your friend, you leave a comment in Facebook. All of these are interactions. Happens in seconds. You move like a force of nature. Is it going to be a positive force or a negative force? And this is what you call positive psychology, the study of what is right with people, because psychology looks at the negative things that people do. But positive psychology is the complete opposite. So it's interesting that whenever we talk about people, it's easier to point out their weaknesses, yung mga mali nila, yung itsura nila. They're not like this, they're not like that. And couples also have this experience. Gottman teamed up with 2 mathematicians to test a model. And they found out John Gottman, I've enrolled in some of his online courses when it comes to relationships, parenting, amazing programs. And their magic ratio. The frequency of small positive acts is critical. And it showed in that study that there is a 5-to-1 balance in terms of positive to negative interactions. So when the ratio approaches 1-to-1, marriages cascade to divorce. For those who are married here. I had my never a dull moment session a few weeks ago. And there was one candid participant. So I asked her, are you married? Married? She said, yes. And I asked again, happily married? And I was just joking. And she answered, married, married. So for those who are married here, listen carefully. And for those who are still single, you're about to get married, listen to this study. They started in 1992. They recruited 700 couples who had just received their marriage licenses. So for each couple, the researchers videotaped a 15-minute conversation between husband and wife and counted the number of positive and negative interactions based on the 5-to-1 ratio. They predicted if the couple will stay together or divorce. Grabe, no? 10 years later, Gottman followed up with each couple to determine the accuracy of their original predictions. And they had predicted divorce with 94% accuracy based on scoring the couple's interactions for 15 minutes. A 15-minute conversation, they were able to predict 94% accuracy. Those who will live happily ever after and those who will divorce. The ratio is critical in the workplace as well. 3-to-1 work groups are more productive. So for 3 positive experiences, there's 1 negative experience or emotion to bring them back to reality. However, there's an upper limit to 13-to-1. So yung pinakamataas yung 13 na positive, although mukhang walang aabot sa atin dito, no? You don't have to worry about this. Positivity must be grounded in reality. Kaya 3-to-1. Kasi pag sobrang positive naman, then we ignore the negative, it can result in a false optimism that can be counterproductive. So look at positive emotions. Cigarette smoking has been shown to reduce life expectancy by 5.5 years for males and 7 years for females. Okay? But take note that negative emotions might cut more years off of life expectancy than smoking. Yikes. Extending longevity, you have to increase positive emotions so that you can lengthen your lifespan by many, many years. So now, you see that optimism can predict early in life, it can predict good health later in life. And positive emotions can also improve coping and produce a better you and have a well-balanced you. Yung well-being natin, positive din siya. It can broaden our thinking, encouraging us to discover new lines of thought or action. So, here are some things about our topic on unboxing positive emotions. We also created this practice called How Full Is Your Bucket? That in each of our interactions, you are filling a person's bucket or taking out from a person's bucket. So we do it by drips, by those positive emotions. The goal is you must have specific actionable plans to transform good intentions into reality. It's like having daily drops in your bucket from friends and family. You've built a reserve in your bucket that's sustainable during tough times. So if you're experiencing negative emotions, your bucket is full, it's easier for you to cope with those situations. It's easier for you to bounce back. And your level of positive emotions can certainly rise or fall a great deal based on what happens to you over time. So here are 5 strategies for increasing positive emotions. Number 1, prevent bucket tripping. So just as we have to start eliminating debt, if you are in debt here before you can truly save, one of my topics, a week from now, I'll be flying to Legazpi to speak again to soldiers. And I've been doing that since we opened up a bit. So I flew to Bohol, to Gigarao, Palawan, and now to Legazpi. It's going to be a difficult schedule because that day I'll be flying in to Legazpi. So parang lalabas yan ang flight ko. Nasa 6 a.m. yata. Dadating ako doon ng 8 a.m. And I did this weeks ago sa Palawan. Ha? So, Palawan muna. Yung Palawan, mga 4 o'clock yata yung flight ko. No? Tapos dumating kami doon ng mga 6:30 or something, 7. And then we had breakfast in that hotel. We waited. My session was 9 o'clock. From 9 o'clock, I spoke until 11:30 and then flew back to Manila ng 1:30. Fly in, fly out lang. Pero in Legazpi, I'll be flying in sa Legazpi, speak in the morning, and then fly back to Manila. And in the evening at 6 p.m., I'm going to speak for one event. They're expecting around, I think, oh, I don't know if it's around almost 1,000 people. So, ba't ko ba ito kinikwento? Nakalimutan ko tuloy. Ayun, about debt. So, yung debt, kailangan, layo na ng topic. No? Wala lang. Excited lang ako kaya ako kinikwento. Yung mga tao, when you're in debt, kailangan, cut mo muna yung debt mo before you can start saving. Right? Or you can start investing. We must start to eliminate bucket ripping before we can truly begin to fill buckets. So, you have to develop this simple habit of asking yourself, am I adding or taking from other people's bucket in each interaction? Wow. So if you have that mental visual.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An image of you having buckets, other people have buckets, and in each interaction, you're taking from people's buckets or pouring, dripping more into their buckets, then it changes your perspective. Baka nakita mo, no, yung isang kasama mo sa work, yung bucket niya, tuyong-tuyo na. Or if you're the boss, imagine, the health of your employees depends also on you. Whether they are positive, whether they're negative, or whether they are happy or they are sad. Wow. Positive, negative, I'm putting in, taking away. Prevent bucket dripping from yourself and from other people. If you interact with someone who's taking you from you, your bucket, so maybe limit your interaction with that person. Or maybe if you can, cut the relationship with that person. Or if it's your relative, asawa niyo, kunyari, hiwalay niyo. Hindi, huwag masama yan. Control it. And maybe talk to the person, confront the person, maybe give them a copy of this book or something. Number two is shine a light on what is right. Okay? Dr. Barbara Fredrickson. You go to her website. It's about how you can measure if you are positive or more negative. Tapos makikita niyo yung ratio niyo doon. She says that positive emotions create chains of interpersonal events, the far-reaching results of which you may or may not go to see in person. Meaning, if you give to other people, you are able to fill their buckets. Then each time they interact with another person, they will also fill other people's buckets. It's like setting something in motion. So they gave this illustration. If you fill two buckets a day and the owners of those two buckets go on to fill two new buckets, more than 1,000 buckets will have been filled at the end of 10 days. But wait, there's more. If each of those same people filled 5 buckets instead of 2, more than 9 million buckets will be filled in just 10 days. Corrective Tarsiers here. I know you will pause this and then you will compute with your calculator. Go ahead if you need to. Okay? Kilalang kilala ko kayo. Low impact, some impact, or high impact. Third is make best friends. Did you know that if you have a best friend in work, it will increase productivity and it will help you stay with the company for a longer period of time or maybe even retire in the company? There are some companies, some bosses who wouldn't want friends in work, or I mean, they don't want their employees to become friends, but that is counterproductive. If you have a friend in work, you will enjoy working, you will love the environment, and at times you don't feel like working at all because you are with your friends. The happiest people have high quality social relationships. So make best friends, not just in work, but also make best friends outside of work, outside of the usual environment that you are in. So for me, I have some best friends in hobbies. I actually collect art toys. If there are releases, kami nagme-message sa isa't isa. We would give each other prizes that are in retail. Hindi na namin tutubuan yung isa't isa. Even though it's a hard release, we will help each other get what the other person needs. And I also have best friends in, let's say, work, in speaking. My colleagues, friends who would consult me. Oh, Jace, what was your experience with this company? Ako naman magtatanong, what's your experience with this person? Because this person is inviting me in his or her podcast. So you have those relationships or even best friends in, let's say, church. I also have that. If you do not have a best friend, make that your priority this week. You call someone, hi, can you be my best friend? Don't do that. That's creepy. That's scary. Okay? So it you develop it over time. Maybe you just need to go out of the house more often. Oh, baka lang di best friend makuha mo, baka love of your life pa, no? If you're still single. Your best approach is to fill a person's bucket in your very first interaction. First interaction. Inis-inis ako sa mga ganyan. Yung mga, tagal mo na hindi nakita, ilang years na, pagkakita sa'yo, parang tumaba ka. Did you gain weight? Yung mga, I never do that. I never do that anymore. Kahit na nakita ko, mas tumaba sila or something. I just smile. How? Hi, it's nice to see you. Right? Ako nga, I don't ask anymore if they're pregnant because I've had some experiences like that. So ilang months na, sagot sa akin, single pa ako. Never na akong nagtanong. I met someone who looks really pregnant. I didn't ask if she was until she said, I'm about to give birth in a month. 9 months na, hindi ko pa din tinanong. Okay? Fill other people's buckets. Fourth is give unexpectedly. According to a recent poll, the vast majority of people prefer gifts that are unexpected. It's about the element of surprise. And the gift doesn't even have to be anything big to be successful. So sometimes when I see people who are celebrating their birthdays, and I do this randomly, if the person is, in a way, important to me or has done something for me in the past na hindi ko na reciprocate, I will look for ways to appreciate that person, just send them a gift or ask them, can I get your address? Send them a cake. You try doing that. I've had some experiences na I sent someone cake and the person was so grateful because no one gave him cake on his birthday. No one. No one even gave him any gifts on his birthday. And I was the only one who actually gave him a gift or gave him cake and not just greeted him on Facebook, hi, happy birthday. Right? Diba sa Facebook, ganyan, yung pag-birthday mo, daming nag-greet. Kala mo naman, alam nila yung birthday mo kung kailan eh, no? Tapos, meron ako isang friend, ginawa niya yun. Naglagay siya, birthday niya kunwari, daming nag-greet. Tapos, nag-post siya ulit, now I know who my real friends are because they know my true birthday, it's not my birthday, this is ganyan. May nakakita, sabi niya, gawin ko rin nga to. Ginawa rin niya, dami nag-greet sa kanya, happy birthday, hindi naman niya birthday. Yung isang nag-greet sa kanya, yung nanay niya. Ay, happy birthday, nanay niya. Okay? Hindi alam kung kailan yung birthday niya. True story. Yan. And then, number 5, reverse the golden rule. But before I move on to the 5th one, and I hope you're enjoying this episode, and please email me if you do at jason@jasonlove.com. Give me your feedback, maybe not just this episode, but other episodes. But I want to make a shout out to Plainsight Coffee. it is one of the first specialty coffee roasters in Metro Manila. They roast local and international coffee and supply a number of cafes and restaurants in the country. Their coffee personally has been my go-to coffee for the past year, and it's the best one I've tried yet. Check them out in their Facebook, their Instagram at Plainsight Coffee. And you can also check their website, www.plainsight.coffee.com. So moving to our fifth point, the reverse golden rule. Diba, may tinuturo akong yung unique rule, but this one is different. Yung reverse golden rule, it is to treat yourself as you would like to treat a friend in your position. Meaning, you have to take care of yourself too. Take care of yourself. Understand that you cannot give others a full bucket or fill their buckets if your bucket yourself is not filled. You cannot give what you do not have. So treat yourself with respect. Treat yourself with a healthy dose of self-love. And know that whatever you are doing now, you can only give drops in other people's bucket if your bucket yourself is full. Grab a copy of this book, How Full Is Your Bucket? It's an amazing book. I read this, I think, more than 10 years ago. So there you have it. We have just unboxed Positive Emotions. And this is Jason Law. Thank you for tuning in The Unique Life as we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. We'll see you again next week. God bless you. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life. Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.